Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Catching up with the Mayor of Orange, he's in the studio with me. Reg Kidd, good morning to you.
Hi, Neil. How are you? And I hear that you had a great time also out at Noobla. And I'll tell you what the crowd is there. I went around, I don't know how many laps I did around the thing, and you and I are not the littlest blokes in the world, and we didn't run into each other.
No, I know. There was a lot of people there, and there was a lot of cars, I believe, record number of entries. So congratulations to the Noobla Car Club, to the likes of Dennis Gregory and Wayne Swadling, and sorry for all the people that I don't know that are behind it, but there's plenty of you there that make this thing such a big deal for Orange.
Look, a big, big deal for Orange, and then, of course, their sponsors. They have an incredible range of sponsors, and I think over 700 mark anyhow, over 600 cars, I think 50-something trucks and so many bikes. But look, it was marvellous, and I was speaking to a lot of people, you know, interstate, all over the place, families, you know, lots of people with their three or four kids going around. Now, the majority of those people would have stayed at least one or two, well, most of the people I was talking to were here for at least two nights, perhaps three. So just, again, another incredible boost for the economy. Which brings us back to what you and I have a yarn about. People forget the range and diversity of the things that happen here.
Absolutely.
It was only 2 weeks ago we had 10,000 people at a concert. Look at this weekend with Noobla Classic. A completely different range of people that would like that. We had the BMX out of Kinross Forest.
Another different group of people again, as you say.
And then Banjo Paterson Festival started, and then we still get people say there's nothing happening. So I really don't know what some people want.
No, I think it's time to stop listening to those people, and we just keep pressing on with the good news stories because, as we say, the BMX, it was huge.
Look, it was, and that's out at Kinross Forest. And they just love it out there. They said that, you know, the forest and the beauty going up the back and sort of looking back towards Mount Canobbles. They said the people that help organise it from Orange here are just fantastic. And they said so many of their members look forward to coming here because, again, they come for 2 or 3 days and enjoy the food outlets in Orange, might go to a club, have a drive around the district. It's not all just riding your bike. And a lot of the people that come with a rider. You know, it might be a family member or a partner or whatever. They may not ride, so they go around and do other things.
Yeah,
so, look, and we're getting more and more of those events here and there at Lake Nobles. And, look, I had meetings last week with Apolly, just trying to organise later this month, early next month, to see a couple of the ministers. I really want to move forward on the possibilities of this Mount Nobles before we lose the opportunity. Because there's no doubt in the wide, wide world that would be, we could become a centre for mountain biking with, you know, using Kinross, using near Lake Canobbles, and possibly some tracks near Mount Canobbles going down into the forest behind. I think it makes sense.
Yeah, indeed. It's a fast-growing sport, no doubt about that. Now, tonight, council meeting?
Yeah, council meeting tonight, the second one for Feb. Yeah, things have been very, very busy, and as you know, particularly in the area of water. We've had a big surge in the Macquarie River down past Long Point, and that was mainly from the Turon area coming in. It wasn't from Oberon and all up that way. And the river went from about, I think it was about 3.5 megalitres per coming past that point to nearly 2,700. So it just shows you just storm, big storm and storm activity, just how incredible a catchment it is in getting water. So, and I showed you a little photo going off, but my son lives in Dubbo and backs down on the Talbagra River, and there's been no water in that for ages. And here, my grandkids canoeing there on the weekend,
yeah,
and that was from
fantastic.
Huge storms in that area. So, look, some people are getting it and getting lots of it. We're getting dribs and drabs. We're getting all the thunder, actually, at the moment. We're getting the noise and no rain. Other people are getting the rain. So, look, it's great that. But in saying that, in our listening area, Neil, as you would know, things look so much better. Doesn't it just liven things up in the parks, in the streets, in your own yard? I had people complaining at the weekend, guess about what? I'll have to mow my lawn.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, though, and not only has it greened up things and things look fresher and better, but I think people's attitudes are improving because there's some positivity on the horizon now, which is great.
Look, I think I always liken rain and that to a shower. You know how you can wake up feeling really lousy or, you know, in the day feel real lousy, you can have a shower and you get out and it refreshes you? Well, rain obviously does that.
Mm.
And look, and it's the same thing with a haircut. isn't it funny, go and get a bit of haircut, you come out and you feel better for whatever reason. I think that's why a lot of people go to the hairdressers a lot. I nearly said the wrong thing there, didn't I?
Indeed. I'm with the Mayor, Reg Kidd. Reg, thank you for coming in this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.